Well, good morning. It is December 28th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily from the big chair today. Yeah, I don't usually sit in the big chair and read, but that's okay. I felt like being comfortable today. Today, though, on December 28th, 2022, we are going to continue reading 2 Chronicles chapter 33, Revelation 19. We're going to start the book of Malachi, short four-chapter book. That means we got 4 days left in the year. If you're reading Malachi, 4 days left. And then John chapter 18 to close us out. Let's pick up in 2 Chronicles chapter 33 this morning. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Baalim, and made groves, and worshipped all of the hosts of heaven, and served them. And also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with familiar spirit and with wizards. And he wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and said to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinance by the hand of Moses. And so Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err, and to do worse than the heathen, whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. And wherefore the Lord brought upon the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And he prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplications, and brought him again to Jerusalem into the kingdom. And then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now after this he built a wall without the city of David on the west side of Gihon, in the valley even to the entering in of the fish gate, and compassed about Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods and the idols out of the house of the Lord, and all of the altars that he built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places, yet unto the Lord their God only. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer unto his God, and the words of the seers that spake to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sins and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled, behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. And so Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. And Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father, for Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them, and humbled not himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more, and his servants conspired against him, and slew him in his own house. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 33. Let's move on over to our next reading today. We are going to pick up in Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19 this morning. Not sure who's texting me like crazy. Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and hath avenged the blood of his servants by her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God, and sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteous of the saints. And he saith unto me, Right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowl and the that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the king of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. And these both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. That was Revelation chapter 19. Let's move on over to begin the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 1 today. Malachi Chapter 1, the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 1, the burden of the word of the Lord of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord, and yet you say, Wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord, and yet I love Jacob. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. And whereas Edom saith, We are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, They shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever. Then your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, The Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. A son honoreth his father, and his servant his master. And if then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord God of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name, and ye say, Wherein have you despised thy name? And ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, Wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, The table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? And it offer it now unto the governor, and he will be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts. And now I pray thee, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. And this hath been by your means. Will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the door for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on a on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. Ye said also, behold, what a weariness it is, and ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn, and that which was lame, and the sick, and thus ye brought an offering. And should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? Be cursed, be the deceiver. But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and valeth, and sacrificed unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. That was Malachi chapter 1. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to pick up in John chapter 18. John chapter 18 this morning for our final reading. John 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kedron, which was a garden, into the which he entered, and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. And Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. And Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? And they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. And then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. And if therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none. And then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. And then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into thy sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? And then the band and the captains and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him, and led him away to Annas first. And he was the father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. And that disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. And then went out that other disciple which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. And then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art thou also one of this man's disciples? And he saith, I am not. And the servant and officer stood there, who made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. And the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? And Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself, and they therefore said unto him, Art thou also one of his disciples? And he denied it, and said, I am not. And one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? And Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. And then led they Jesus from Caiaphas into the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? And they answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. And then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your laws. And the Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. And that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate, entering into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee? And Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. And Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. And to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. And will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? And then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Well, amen. That was our reading today for December 28th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, we are right on the cusp of 2023. I hope that you are planning on joining me for this next coming year for Bible reading. Make sure to pick up a Bible reading schedule. They're in the foyer. And again, be sure to tune in each and every single day here on Facebook Live. We're also going to be doing things a little bit differently for those of you who are following on Sermon Audio, just so that I can keep track of who's watching on there. I'm going to have an announcement on that on January 1st, so you know, you guys can bear that in mind. But that said, again, we are going to be doing the New American Standard Version, so you guys can pick up a copy of that if you want to follow along. It's a great translation. But also, as I've been saying for the past few days, be sure to encourage others to join us each and every day. It's a great habit for us to get into, is to be able to read the Bible each and every day. But leave a comment, leave a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Looking forward to giving you all your prizes this year, and that'll be great. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for this day that you have given to us. Thank you for this word. And Lord, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you so much that he willingly went to the cross to pay for our sins. God, that he endured such scourging and such disrespect and such such torture, Lord. Lord, not just physically, but Lord, as he went to that cross, and as we're going to read in the next couple days, when he died and took the wrath that we deserved upon himself. And Lord, we thank you so much that he paid that penalty for our sins, Lord, that we are completely justified as a result, Lord. And so help us to live in light of that today. Help us to honor you, Lord, with our thoughts and actions and attitudes. And may you get all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bye, everybody.